The U.S. Department of Agriculture has decided to halt $500 million in funding for food banks across the country. It's a move that has sparked criticism from lawmakers concerned about rising hunger and food insecurity. House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig denounced the decision, calling it reckless at a time when food costs are straining household budgets. She also pointed out that it follows the USDA's earlier $1 billion cut to funding for family farmers who supply food banks. Craig said, quote, "People are struggling with grocery costs, and the decision to prevent $500 million worth of food from reaching local communities is reckless." She goes on to say the USDA is supposed to fight hunger and support farmers in America. Its recent actions are doing the exact opposite, end quote. The funding in question was part of the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which supplies food banks, soup kitchens, and pantries with fruits, vegetables, and other staples sourced from American farmers. The program plays a significant role in fighting hunger, with more than 20% of the food distributed by Feeding America food banks coming from the program. In 2023 alone, Feeding America provided 5.3 billion meals to those in need. The USDA has not provided detailed reasoning behind the funding halt. However, with food banks already facing increased demand, many fear that without this support, hunger rates will continue to climb. I'm Sabrina Halverson for AgNet West.